Thank you, Chair. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. I would like to make this statement on behalf of the government of Ethiopia. As you know, the Ethiopia's National Nutrition Program, as well as its strategy, are in line with the priorities and implementation approaches indicated in the commitment and frame of action for the Rome ICN2 documents. Ethiopia considers nutrition as one of its main priorities in improving its primary health care and thereby improving the health and nutritional status of its citizens as well as national socioeconomic development. In recent years, Ethiopia has made remarkable progress in improving nutrition of children. The prevalence of chronic undernutrition or stunting has reduced by 31% between 2000 and 2014. The proportion of underweight children has declined even more by 39% in the same period. Ethiopia made these remarkable progress on commendable improvements in nutrition as a result of a truly community-based intervention packages that empowers communities. That is through the Health Extension Program. Our Health Extension Program is a set of health promotion, disease prevention, and high-impact basic curative services that are implemented at household, community, and health post level by the community themselves, with a facilitative and enabling role of our health extension workers, which are 38,000 locally recruited, trained, and government-salaried health extension workers. And for these, we have constructed 16,000 health posts with the contribution of the community, as well as 3,500 health centers have been constructed in the last decade. Such health system strengthening endeavors have enabled us to provide nutrition-specific interventions at scale, including our growth monitoring and promotion interventions through a community-based nutrition program, the community management of acute malnutrition being delivered on 12,000 sites throughout the country. We reach 11 million children with vitamin A supplementation annually or twice annually, as well as deworm 7 million children between the ages 2 to 5, and also supplement iron and folic acid to pregnant and lactating women. Chair, Excellencies, and dear participants, ladies and gentlemen, encouraging progress is also being made in nutrition-sensitive programs. We in Ethiopia have developed a school health and nutrition strategy aimed at reaching adolescents. Both our food security program, which is the productive safety net program, and the agriculture growth program, as well as the social protection policy are becoming nutrition sensitive by targeting children under 2, pregnant and lactating women, as well as those nutritionally vulnerable. I think these indicate the political commitment and the leadership of the government of Ethiopia. Chair, we like to suggest that the following issues or important issues be considered in the framework of action. We need to make a case by including the socio-economic consequences of child undernutrition so as to reach those which are yet to be convinced to invest in nutrition. The issues of quality and equity of nutrition-sensitive services need to be pronounced in both ICN2 documents. Community empowerment and involvement to enable households to produce their own health and nutrition should be emphasized in the framework of action. This would also ensure sustainability as well as transform people's lives and national development. The Rome ICN2 documents also indicate the need for more money for nutrition. However, I think countries and governments should also be asking for more nutrition for money or more value for money. We hope the ICN2 Secretariat will consider these in the final framework of action documents. Ethiopia is currently developing a 10-year roadmap of its national nutrition program, and we have set the following post-MDG targets. We plan to reduce chronic undernutrition or stunting by 43% from the rate of 44% in 2011. We intend to reduce stunting by 60%. From 10 to 4%. We want to reduce also anemia in women of the reproductive age by 50%. and low birth weight will be reduced by 41%. And we would like to maintain the rate of childhood obesity and overweight at 3 or below 5%. We believe that all these are way above the target set by the World Health Organization. And finally, the government of Ethiopia would like to reaffirm its reserved commitment to tackle childhood and maternal undernutrition in the next decade. Thank you very much.